You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire. Hi.
It's episode 11.
Episode 11.
And we have a faulty runner on our hands,
guys,
Claire.
Oh my gosh.
Let's hear it. Just fess up. Let's start right away.
I'm just going to start off by saying that what I lack in balance, I make up for in agility.
Yeah.
So we're running. I fall all the time when I run. And in my defense, the neighborhood that our gym is in and that we live in, the sidewalks are very old. They're mostly flagstone. And they, over the years, have been pushed up by tree roots. And so they're very uneven.
Yeah.
And I trip on them all the time. And not just like trip and stumble, like trip on and fall on my face.
Yeah.
And this is
happened. You should see the scrapes on her legs.
I posted it on Twitter, think I did.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can't even begin to tell you. So this is the, so I fell on Saturday on the sidewalk on my face. This is the fourth time it's happened at CrossFit. The fifth time it's happened in my life in the last 2 years. This is the second time it's happened this summer. And
I remember this happening recently because I saw it on Instagram.
It was like in June or something.
Yeah.
And and then I did it also like last winter. We were doing hill runs and I did it. And I was running with Lindsay and Ilsa. Mm-hmm. And they were right in front of me. And I just went down. And we were right by Linger. And all these people were there. And like literally someone from the other side of the street was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "This is awesome."
Linger is an amazing restaurant. Yeah, it's like foo-foo people.
But it's always packed.
It's always packed, yeah.
And so, and then, but at least that time I had pants on. But the last few times I've fallen, I've been in shorts.
Oh, I thought, like, you didn't have pants on?
Yes, it was naked team wad. That's not a
car. Naked day. I seem to miss naked day.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joy, if you weren't invited.
But you guys are secretly wadding without me?
So it was the team wad. So there were like 20 of us. And we were doing this thing where you like, we did like maybe a mile run to warm up with, but you run all in a line and then the person at the back sprints to the front and you like leapfrog the whole time.
We used to do that when we did roller derby.
Yeah. Oh, you did roller? We'll talk about that.
You
did roller derby? Who knew?
Yeah.
So anyway, I am smack dab in the middle of the line and I eat it. Like just go down. And so it's not even like I was at the back and could cover it up. Like I went down and everyone stopped. And I was running right behind Andrew's new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Andrew's new girlfriend.
Who's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we really like you.
I need to meet her.
She's really, really sweet. And she's really pretty. And so, but we were running and she was like, "Oh my God." Like she like, cause she doesn't know, you know, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know that like I eat crap all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
and this is a normal thing for Claire.
It's a normal thing. And not only did I eat crap, but I did it right in front of the curb. And at the curb was this huge puddle. I narrowly, like literally, I fell, and since I do this all the time, I like tucked and rolled.
Tuck and roll.
And
you're prepared.
And I stop at the edge of this huge, disgusting, nasty puddle. And I was like, "I'm okay.
I'm good.
And I was just really proud of myself for not going in the puddle. So, like I said, what I lack in balance, I make up for in agility. Because, like, I didn't even get my elbows this time because I'm tucked and rolled.
I'm pretty impressed.
I did skin my knees and I skinned my hip.
You have two pretty good skins on your knees.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And then we walk back in the gym and TJ's just like, "Really? That happened again?" And I was like, he's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah." He's okay.
TJ's like the tough dad, isn't he? Really funny. He's like the tough dad. He's
you know,
like,
ever since you said that about him in your vlog, he talks about it all the time.
What?
Like that he's like the dad who you can't impress.
Yeah.
He always talks about it now.
He does?
Yeah, like we'll be in class or something and like.
You guys, just say a reminder, TJ's the owner of our gym, like the head coach at
and
our
Joy
gym.
Wrote a blog post maybe a couple months ago that like kind of like it wasn't even that long of like a thing. It was like she talked about how like at our gym you like. It has like a family dynamic where like, you have like
CrossFit is family and
how you kind of
have like
you have like the cute little sister, like the drunk older brother.
Yeah.
And then like the dad who, you know, is hard to impress, and that's TJ. And so ever since you wrote that, TJ occasionally will make like these little comments like, "Well, apparently I'm the dad who no one can impress, so don't mind me if I don't get." But it's true because like he knows he's not.
He knows he's not like
emotional and like he doesn't like get excited about things.
But I take it personal. Like, all the time. I take it personal. It's so funny. I mean, not in, like, a crazy, weird way, but, like, I'm always like, but why don't you just praise me?
Don't you think it's a good thing that I got my first trick?
Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, no. Like, no reaction.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, good job.
Yep.
And you're like, thank you. we love you, TJ.
We love you, TJ, like, so much. It's not even funny. Okay. So, keep being the dad because it makes us better.
And also because if you constantly, because, like, if he was constantly like, "That was a really great job," you'd be like, "Was it really, or are you just being enthusiastic?" Yeah.
I don't know when has he given someone, like, a major compliment?
I don't know. That's a good question. He got pretty excited when I got my first strict pull-up. But I'm not sure if he was really excited or if he thought, so when I got it, it was in the middle, like, I came in early to work, and other people were still doing the WOD, and I got a strict pull-up, and I started, and I was, like, screaming and jumping around the gym, and everyone thought I had been, like, hit in the head by a weight that was, like, in the part of the WOD, and so he may have been excited, or he may have been worried about my safety.
I want to know, I want to see TJ get really excited about when someone accomplishes something. I want to see that happen.
Anyway. We're watching you, TJ.
Yeah. No, it's,
but yeah,
it's cool.
So, long story short, it fell on my face, and TJ was not impressed.
And TJ was not impressed, and was almost like, are you okay? Good. Keep moving. Keep moving.
Keep moving. Keep moving.
So, other than that, how's your week, Claire? Things are good?
It was good. Oh, my gosh. I spent so much time doing meal prep.
Yeah.
So much time. Okay, so I have this friend who we were, she, in college, I dated the same guy all through college, and she was his, like, best childhood friend. Mm-hmm. So I hung out with her through him, but, like, we weren't really, like, friends. Mm-hmm. And then she has since gotten married, had kids, and she...
We keep getting distracted by our phones, sorry.
Turn
the phones off.
Recently had a pregnancy complication that resulted in her getting her gallbladder removed. And so since then, she has decided to go paleo. Just, like, her doctor kind of recommended, you know, you should take out processed foods from your diet. And so she was like, okay, well, I'm going to go paleo. And so she had been following me on, you know, not following me on Facebook, we were Facebook friends. Like, you know, we were close. And so she called me a couple months ago and was like, hey, you know, I'd love to get your help. Or a couple weeks ago, I was like, I'd love to get your help on this. And so anyway, long story short, I went over to her house yesterday and we spent like 4 hours making all these freezer meals. It was super, super fun. She has these two adorable little boys. One of them is, I think he's like 2.5. His name is Ryan, and he is so cute. You say, Ryan, show me the goods. And he pulls up his biceps. He goes, huh, huh. And then he goes, dig it. While he's flexing, and you're like, you're the freaking cutest thing I've ever seen. And anyway, that was fantastic.
Oh, so that made meal prepping so much
it
more
did.
Fun.
It did. And so we made like chili and chicken soup and all these, and like a pork tenderloin and a chicken thing. And then today, our gym had this thing going on where one of the members at our gym hosted this paleo freezer meal workshop. So it just kind of coincidentally happened that these two things were back to back.
Back to back.
Which was great, but it's like just, you know, I feel like I've spent the last 2 days doing nothing but putting raw meat into gallons of Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. But now I have so much food.
Now you have so much food. You don't have to
do
anything for like a month, which is awesome.
I'm going to write a blog post about this on my blog, theascentblog.com. That's going to go up tomorrow. That'll have not all the recipes, but you know, some of the recipes and also just some tips of like how to plan your own freezer meals, because I was kind of clueless about it. And now that I've spent the last 8 hours doing it, I'm like, okay, I kind of get it a little more. So, but also we want to know from you guys what your meal prep routine looks like. Do you have one? Do you not love meal prepping? Does it just not work for you? Because also, I know when we first started paleo, meal prep did not work for us because we thought we had to like do meals. And so like we would like make like 5 meals, and then we get to that day and be like, I don't want this meal today.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then we learned that what works for us more is just doing like making a bunch of protein, making a bunch of veggies, mixing and matching throughout the week.
Right.
But it took us a while to figure out, because like most meal prep things will say like make your meals, and that's easier, and it just like, anyway. But so what we would love to know from you guys,
how you guys do it, and what your routine is, if you have a routine, if you do it on one particular day,
what your go-to recipes are. And we also will, because you don't meal prep at all, do you? Mm-mm.
I'd like to. I think that's just, I need to be better about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where maybe I need to do a class or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you did. And, because if I don't know how to do something, I just get annoyed and I don't take the time to like read how to do it. So, but I'll read your blog post and maybe that'll help me.
And also it made a really big difference. Like, I had been talking with my friend about how, you know, I really wanted to do that. And she emailed me one day and was like, hey, or texted me, was like, hey, I found this, great. There's this thing out there called onceamonthmom.com. And she has like just so many freezer meal recipes. And so she has a paleo section, but then she also has other recipes that you can mm-hmm. like paleoify, because mm-hmm. they're not all paleo. A lot of them have like, you know, cream soups and that kind of thing in them. Mm-hmm. And so when my friend emailed or showed me that, I was like, you know, I had always wanted to do it, but I never would have done it on my own. So it was really nice to have like the motivation of someone else being like, let's do this.
Yeah Very cool.
Yeah, it was really
fun. Do you have any... Okay, so since I'm transitioning to paleo mm-hmm. From being vegan, if you guys listened to last week's episode, I made the large announcement, very important announcement.
Seriously.
And I want to know resources of what's your favorite blogs or books or things that are, like, super easy to make the transition or to read more about it, because I'm still just kind of going off of, you know, like blog posts and internet research. So
have you read It Starts With Food?
Huh.
That's a, I would read it.
Okay.
It's just like, it's, I would especially read it if anybody, you know, for anyone who's ever done a Whole 30, you know, you've heard of It Starts With Food, whether or not you've read the book. I read it after having been paleo for about a year, and I thought, oh, you know, I kind of, like, this book is supposed to be for beginners, like, I'm going to know everything it says, and I learned so much. Like, not only did I learn kind of more about, because really, like, when people talk about paleo, it's like, well, you're just supposed to eat what your ancestors ate, and, like, that, you know, like, that kind of is where the logic stops. But when you read It Starts With Food, it really talks about, like, here is why it's hard for your body to deal with grains, and not just gluten, but grains in general.
Yeah.
And here is why, you know, and it even just talks about, like, from such, like, a simplistic point of view of, like, you know, why would you choose grains as your main, you know, as your source of calories for that, when you could choose something else that is more nutrient dense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why, you know, it's like not even a, you know, an autoimmune thing for some people. It's just like common sense. Like, why would you look at a piece of bread and be like, well, I could have 100 calories this way, or I could have 100 calories of broccoli and also get, you know, iron and vitamin C and whatever.
Right, right. Okay.
Anyway. So
it starts with food.
It starts with food, and it also really goes into, like, in layman's terms, the biology of, like, all the hormones that happen, that, like, are released when you eat food. It's really, really interesting. It talks a lot about stress, talks a lot about, like, it's super interesting.
Will it fix PMS?
It could. It just could. Maybe, just maybe.
I'm not homicidal and then crying.
Oh, my gosh. So what else have I really liked?
Okay.
I really like the Paleo Comfort Foods cookbook.
Okay.
We have a couple of things out of there that we really, really like. The Mark, how the F do you pronounce the name? Is it Sisson? The Primal Blueprint guy.
Okay.
He has a paleo cookbook out, and it's called, like, Easy. It's basically like primal meals in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And I really like that one also because when I was doing Zone, which I love and would love to go back to, it has all the macros listed, so it's like, you know, like, it has this much protein, this much fat, this many carbs, and so you can, like, adjust accordingly or whatever, and so that made it really nice. What else do I really like? PaleoMG.com, mm-hmm. I love. Mm-hmm. Julie's really cute,
mm-hmm.
and she's local, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
She
coached at our gym for a while, too.
She did. Mm-hmm. I never went to any of her classes because she coached at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Which was when I was there.
Ain't nobody got time for that, Joy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
well, if listeners have ideas or their favorites, just post them on our Facebook page.
Oh, my all-time favorite, though, can I tell you?
Yeah.
It's from healthbent.com, which is like health-bent.com.
Okay.
It's a fig short rib slow cooker recipe. I mean, this, I would eat this every day if I could.
Yeah.
It has red wine in it, but you cook off red wine. Uh-huh. And it's like, have you ever had short ribs?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's true. You
I don't remember. I'm sure I have at some point.
They're so good. It's like, they're just so tender and, like, rich and, oh my gosh, it's like the freaking best thing. And so you, like, cook it, you put it in the slow cooker, and then when it comes out of the slow cooker, then you, like, braise it in wine with figs, and oh my gosh, it's the best. Go to healthbent.com.
Okay.
Look up their, we'll post it on our Facebook.
So as you're speaking about this in slow cooker, I'm thinking of the fall and...
Yeah.
Making, like, stews and...
Yeah.
I think you posted on Facebook or something recently where you're like, I'm so ready for fall.
Seriously, well, because it's freaking 95.
It's really hot here, you guys. I don't want to talk about the weather, but it's so hot here.
We don't have a sound cooler. We have, like, one freaking fan.
Yeah.
We're laying in bed at night with, you know, just, like, our sheet on. It's September.
It's September, I know.
I should not be dealing with this crap anymore.
It is so hot. So I'm, like, praying for the cooler weather because it's just been...
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm so over summer.
It's been miserable.
Like, you know what I wish could happen? I wish we could have... winter weather, but with the amount of daylight as summer.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be a nice invention.
Yeah. So let's
Mother
let's work
Nature
on that.
Could get on that.
Let's work on that.
I did see the pumpkin spice latte is back.
Already?
Yeah. I get it's almost like
a benchmark.
It's almost the equivalent of holiday decorations in the stores. It just can they're getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Yeah, and so the pumpkin spice is like getting earlier.
Have you seen the new logo?
For pumpkin spice?
Yeah,
no.
They've, like, come up with this awesome logo. It's just so funny.
Really?
Well, it's just, it to me, I'm like, really?
Do the Google.
Do the Google. So it's really simple, but they have it on their doors. It's just PSL 10, because it's 10-year anniversary of the pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay,
I'm just not a fan of it. I mean, I think, do you love them? I don't really love them.
I don't really love coffee.
Oh, my God, Claire.
Well, no, sorry. Let me rephrase. I like coffee, but I like it black.
Yeah.
So I don't really like, but I do love pumpkin things. So it kind of evens out.
Okay.
Because
it evens the playing field.
Yeah, because typically speaking, I don't like coffee drinks because I just drink black coffee. And even then, I don't even like hot black coffee. I just like iced black coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a hot drink person.
Yeah, even in the summer, I'm a hot drink person.
Really? Because, well, even what happens, in the winter, I'm not a hot drink person.
And what happens is if I get an ice drink, I drink it way too fast. I just like...
I can see that.
I don't enjoy it.
I just feel like it's not refreshing.
Yeah.
Obviously. And like sometimes I'll have a hot drink. Like if I'm camping, I love me some hot drink.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
So that was a big moment this week that I saw the pumpkin spice latte. It's a PSL 10.
I will look for it.
And it Google's just not helping cracks me up. Well, you'll see it on any door when you go to Starbucks. That's but, fair. The benchmark for me is when Celestial Seasonings brings out their holiday teas, which is...
Oh, yes, I love.
So good. It's my favorite.
What's your favorite one?
I like Sugar Cookie Sleigh Ride.
Ooh. A fun name.
And the black tea, which is Nutcracker Sweet.
Oh yeah, I'm having that too.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So I look forward to that every year.
Let me know. I can get you the hookup on some Celestial Seasonings.
Why?
Because my dad started Celestial Seasonings.
What?
You know that? Oh my god, guys, I just rocked Joy's world.
I'm gonna start crying. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Your dad started. Yeah. Celestial. I'm gonna start crying. Like,
this is like a fairy tale that I told you I had fake boobs. Oh my god. Oh, by the way, I have to say this.
Wait a minute.
Like, hold on. I have to change my fake boobs real quick. So when I had fake boobs, I had a friend who texted me and was like, you forgot to say the most important thing about fake boobs, which is that they were named Tweedledee and Carl.
Why?
I don't know. I was raft guide and my friend named them. Anyway.
There's no rhyme or reason to that? Or they just...
No, Tweedledee and Carl. It just happened. It was one of those moments. Anyway, but so tangent. Now he'll listen to this and he'll be like...
Which I still think about you when you were laughing, when we were talking about our chest the other day. I'm like, I wonder if it has any, like... When you get to those moments where you're like, I wish I had fake boobs again.
Sometimes I do. Like, when I was trying on wedding dresses, I was like, this would be a great time to get my boobs back on here.
Yeah.
But,
Long-term no. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I cannot believe your dad started Celestial Seasonings.
He did.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. I need to know more. Like, he, like, what's the Sleepy Time Lane that they're on?
Out in Gun Barrel.
Okay.
But it was him and another guy. They started together.
And I don't know if you guys, hopefully you guys all know what Celestial Seasonings
is. Like Sleepy Time Tea, yeah.
It's like the most amazing tea in the world. Okay, if you don't know, please start knowing because it's amazing.
So they lived, they were in Boulder in the 60s, and they would just sell tea out of their little red wagon down on, downtown in Boulder, walking around selling tea out of their wagon. And he hasn't owned it since I've been alive.
Yeah.
But he started it. And he has a lot of really hilarious stories about, because they were really some of the first people in a lot of ways, they invented herbal tea.
Yeah.
And, non-black herbal tea. So non-black tea. Because technically speaking, in order to call something tea, it has to be black tea.
Mm-hmm.
So they, kind of invented herbal tea. And so he would, he has a lot of funny stories about, being some of the first people to be importing a lot of these herbs and having, come across the border or, fly in from places and have them be like, really? You're bringing this? Having people to have no idea what it was and, him, trying to convince everyone that it wasn't drugs and
I need to meet your dad.
My dad's a very interesting person.
Where is he living right now?
He lives in Boulder. I go to his house every day.
Oh, that's right. You work at your dad's house.
Yeah.
I need to go to your
dad. He's an incredibly interesting person. Every time I hang out with him, I learn new things about him. One time we're sitting at dinner and he told me that we were sitting there. What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about, this was a couple years ago when the price of gold was really high.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I should just reopen my gold mine. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have some land with a gold mine in it. I won it from a Coke dealer in a poker game in the 60s. And I was like, who are you?
What's his name?
John Hay.
John. He's John best. Hay.
He's hilarious.
I need to meet your dad.
I can be arranged.
So he sold it because he was like, it was not his thing anymore?
He's an entrepreneur, not a manager. And so once it started to get big, he was like, but the one caveat that he put on it when he sold it was that he would get free tea for life. So he just can go into he walks in the warehouse and just gets tea.
No wonder I've never done the Celestial Seasonings tour, because I was waiting to meet your dad.
There you go.
I've yet to do the tour, and I've heard, the peppermint room.
It's fun. It's biggest... really fun. Yeah. I mean, it's not like that, it's not the end all be all.
I know. It's not like Disneyland.
No, it's not Disneyland. And if you have a beard, they make you wear a beard net.
What?
Because you're, like, in the production area. You know, you have to, like, be, like, food standard, whatever.
So the birds don't fall out?
Yes, clearly. So Lucas Parker. Although Lucas Parker shaved his beard.
Yeah. I know.
So sad.
Sad.
So sad. But it turns out he's really cute under that beard.
Yeah.
Real cute.
Real cute.
Still, no, anyway.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
There you go. So many things.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to recover from that, Claire. Seriously. That was a really big deal.
I'm sorry that I didn't just bring that on you like that. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, well, you guys are hearing all these, like, major things about Claire and me on the podcast. We're, like, freaking out. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Well, we need to arrange the tour with John Hay.
Yeah, seriously. So funny.
All right, what else? So, my birthday is on Tuesday, you guys.
Yeah. And not NBD.
And I love birthdays, so I emailed TJ.
Yeah, and you said, were going to do like 190, 80.
Yeah, so I said, can I design a wad? And he said, sure. So I gave him the format, mm-hmm. and then I gave him my favorite movements, and I said, this is like asking me to pick a child, a favorite child, because I love all the movements, and so I just, I'm putting it into his hands. I didn't design it. I just gave him, like, the guide of, like, the format that I like, and then yeah. the movements that I love. So we'll see what he comes, oh, and then my last sentence in the email, I said, just make it really dirty because I want to prove that I'm not getting old. That was my...
I
want to make Andrew cry and I want to prove that I'm not getting old. So make it really cruel and mean.
Oh, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign myself out of
Tuesday. Well. Yeah. Ooh. Come on, Claire.
I know. Now I have to go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come with you at 5:30. Let's see if there's an open spot.
Let's look right now. So I'm really excited. I love birthdays and I love celebrating
yeah,
birthdays.
Yeah, what are you guys
going
to do for your birthday?
Birthdays all week. Just
dinner.
You've
been celebrating all month,
yeah,
right?
I know. I have been.
Have you gotten any presents?
Yes. My husband likes to give gifts like months in advance because he can't wait. So I've gotten like gifts every other.
I can't wait to give gifts. Once it shows up, yeah. I'm like, I have to give this to you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I've gotten gifts here and there, and then my parents were in town this weekend, so we did dinner, and it was really great.
Oh, fun!
Yeah,
yay, parents.
So I'm looking forward to Tuesday's workout. I'm taking the day off. Actually, I don't think it's.
Oh, that's
fun. I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I don't think you should work on your birthday as a rule.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
I think you should bring your princess crown.
Just throwing it out there. Yeah. I should drop that off. You just wear it all day.
Yeah,
just everywhere you go.
Drop it off Monday night.
Deal.
And then I'll wear it.
I can do that. Although, by the time people hear this, it will have already been your birthday.
That's true.
Don't worry, guys.
You guys keep celebrating. And
we'll tell you what the wad is. And if you want, you can do a wad in honor of Joy's birthday.
That's a great idea. And then have a drink for me because I can't drink right now.
You know what I found out? You get one day.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's included in the Paleo Challenge.
Wait a minute.
You get a freebie every day. Whitney Smith told me, of all the people who would know.
Whitney's great, you guys.
She's a little bit of a hot mess.
In the best way possible.
Yeah, she knows that about herself.
She's awesome.
Wait a minute. You get one drink a day.
Okay, we can talk about this after the podcast, but I get confused about the whole thing on there. It doesn't really tell you, how to meal plans, but I'm like, well, then what can I not eat?
And
then,
I don't know.
Okay, either. I don't really like it. So wait, how did she find out you get one?
Because like, you know, on that spreadsheet, you put in a one, it doesn't dock you. Yeah. So maybe you can just have like five and just pretend it was one every day for the last 5 days.
That's a good idea. Because on my birthday. Yeah. Okay.
Really? But at least you can have one.
Yeah.
Like a glass of wine or something.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah. Now you know.
So you guys have more for me. Why don't you guys have cheers to me? 36 years old. Yay. And I love birthdays.
Yay.
I saw on Twitter that Pink's birthday was recently and she's also a Virgo. And so that's pretty
And you guys kind of have similar hair now.
Yeah, we do.
By the way, I wish you would have told me that Pat Benatar saying love is a battlefield. I saw that on the playlist you posted. Oh, we should talk about our playlist.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
If you guys have Spotify, Joy and I have started a playlist, and we will post the link to it on the Facebook page so that you guys can add to it. It's like our favorite WAD songs. And
it's called Joy and Claire Takeover.
Yes, which is clearly what we're trying to do. Try to take over the world. And you put love, and I was like, if you just told me that that's who Pat Benatar was, clearly I know that song.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about that.
I just don't know. Like, most songs in my life, I could tell, I could sing all the words to them, but I don't know what they're called or who they're by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
From your days in show choir.
For my
jazz sounds. I hope you guys saw that video that we put together. We put a lot of thought into these videos.
Oh my gosh, so good.
AKA they happen on the fly.
Yeah, we're like, what should this be about? We're like, I don't know, figure it out. Just push record. See what happens.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago now, we made a post and asked you guys for what you would want to hear about on the podcast. And so today, we are going to go through a couple of your suggestions and, yeah, talk about things you guys want to hear.
Things you want to hear. First and foremost, Andrew wants to hear about football, which...
I don't know enough about
and Andrew's from our gym, and I have a feeling he's just messing with us.
Andrew. Clearly. And let's see, what can we say about football?
Football, I saw the...
Broncos won.
...game last week.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, you have to know this, because you're gonna... Everyone at work is gonna be talking about this tomorrow, so you need to know that 7 touchdowns happened. And I'm like, okay.
Doesn't your husband have Peyton Manning on his fantasy team? Yes. Oh, so is he, like, freaking out?
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, he's so excited. So, yeah, that was a big deal. And then he kept, like, coming into the room being like, and this just happened, and this just happened. You need to know this. And I'm like, I'm never going to remember anything. All I need to know is 7 touchdowns.
At least he's giving me the cliff notes. Yeah, that's nice. Cliff notes.
And then, so, yeah, I don't watch football, but you guys. But I did catch the pregame, which, is that what it's even called?
No idea. That's why this podcast is called Girls Gone Wild. Not guys talking about sports and football and weightlifting. And
yeah, not the
fantasy.
There
are podcasts like that. If you would like to hear someone talk about football, go to Barbell Shrugged podcast, or what is that other one called? There's one other one.
The Wadcast.
Wadcast.
Yeah, they definitely will cover things that...
But that's not our territory.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
I was watching this pregame craziness, and I was working out at my work gym, and, you know, watching TV, and I was looking at, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Every time I looked up at the TV, there was like a new there's a new musician, country star singing. I think it was, I can't remember his name. He's married to freaking...
No idea. You don't know anything about country music. I am selectively ignorant.
Oh my gosh.
Music.
I can't even... Okay, anyway, so he was singing, and then there were all these crazy artists and, like, famous people before the game, like, performing.
Well, because it was the first game of the season.
But I'm like, really? I don't remember it being this big of a deal.
Yeah.
And then... Freaking Ryan Seacrest comes out and he's like,
what? Where did he
and
come
like
from?
Announces the game. And my husband's like, did you hear him boo Ryan Seacrest? Apparently, like, everybody booed him, which I was like, oh, sad.
Okay.
But is it really that much of a deal?
I don't know.
The nice thing was when I drove home, there was no traffic because everyone was at the Broncos game.
Yeah.
And when I drove by, it was all like orange.
Which is kind of cool.
That was really cool. It kind of warmed my heart a little bit and made me feel like
we had to go get our parking passes on Thursday because we live so close to the stadium that we have to have parking passes.
Yeah.
And we had to go down, and Brandon couldn't get one. They gave him a temporary pass because we moved like a month ago, and the address on his car registration isn't the same as our. And I was like, this is bull. But we could get, like, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's a sore spot. Yeah. But that's the only thing. That's the only way that I'm affected by football, is that it makes parking in my neighborhood really hard.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one, Claire, because I feel like I'm the only one in the world. But I guess Facebook does that, too.
It totally does.
Watch Facebook.
Yeah, no.
I laugh so hard at your post. Claire posted. I don't think anyone got it.
No. Football.
Stats.
I was like, I don't know anything about this. And everyone, I just felt like I wanted to be included. But then somebody posted and he wrote a comment and it was like, I'm sorry, do you feel left out? Paleo. CrossFit. Feel better? I was like, yes, I do. Thank you very much. But I wanted to be like, things I participate in.
It was just so funny.
Like, I enjoy that. I get like it's like the entertainment value of football. People are like, we lost, we won. I'm like, you didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
So we probably just pissed off a lot of people that watch football, but yeah.
Whatever.
If
you are a chick and you are a football fan, more power to you.
Sure.
Because I think that it is hard to really hang on to football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so
we talked about football for kind of a long time there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Andrew, there you go. It had nothing to do with football, but it kind of did. Okay, Joseph Wade asks how different coaching styles appeal to different athletes, both male and female.
I love this one.
I love this one, too. And we talked a little bit about this in the TJ episode, episode 2, where we interviewed TJ, who's the owner of our gym. And different coaching styles appeal to different athletes, both male and female. So I guess I'm pretty easygoing in terms of different coaching styles.
Let's start obviously, by saying we don't have any female coaches at our gym right now. We've had a couple that have come and gone, but... you know, who moved for different reasons or whatever, but our coaching staff, and also our gym is very small. We only have 3 coaches. We have 2 full-time coaches and then Mateo, who coaches very occasionally.
Yeah.
And so, and they're all guys.
Yeah, and I know TJ is wants actively to have
seeking a female coach.
A female coach.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know. For me personally, I'm pretty flexible in terms of coaches, but I want them to be really good about form. I want them to be really good about technique.
Attentive.
But I think as far as styles, I've yet to see, and I'd wonder about this if you're a coach, if people who are listening are coaches, is I've yet to have a coach who's kind of like really in your face. Like, come on, you know, I think Coach Mike is a little more than most everyone at our gym. But
did you get coached by Mateo very often?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's a lot more in your face.
Yeah. Actually, I would agree with that too, but not, I guess.
He's not like abrasive about it. Right.
And Mike isn't either.
No.
In case they're listening.
But yeah, we don't have any like drill sergeant coaches.
No, not at all. But I think I've yet to hear about that or see that if guys or girls are more of like the drill sergeant type.
Right.
But I think the styles, I'd be curious to know what Joseph and his question is really kind of referring to in terms of styles. Is it like the tough love or is it kind of the helpful? And I also wonder too, just kind of as a side note, is because it's a CrossFit gym and people are paying a lot of money.
Right.
Do they want to be like pissing you off? Well, I wouldn't mind if someone kicked my ass.
Right.
I like that. I enjoy that. I would prefer someone to be like, I do get like butt hurt sometimes, but it's like to make me better. So I don't mind that at all. I actually want someone to come up to me and like be in my face about stuff.
I kind of like, I feel like I function a little bit better when I am not left to my own devices because obviously like I'm there to get coached, but if someone is in my face constantly be like, all right, keep going. Like, and like, there are definitely point times when I really need that. Like when we were in the open, doing the open, you know, like I really needed someone to be like, okay, keep, you know, get back down, get back up, whatever. And you know, get on the bar. And occasionally I really appreciate that. But if like, if someone is sitting there every single time, like, okay, get on the bar. It's like, listen, I got, like, I'm working, you know, like I'm doing my thing. Like I got this going, you know, like I have a pace in my mind. Like I'm, you know, sticking to my plan. Like, you know, so sometimes it's a little bit, so I prefer a little bit more hands off. But I do think that there is a big difference between men and women in the sense that I think that women are a lot tougher in some ways.
Women athletes.
In terms of like with the same coach, I think that, well, you know, like I said, we have only male coaches. And I think that sometimes the male coaches are a little bit more hesitant, maybe to like give harsh feedback to girls, but like just because, you know, they don't want to hurt their feelings. And so I think that can, I haven't really noticed that at our gym, but I think I could see that, you know, definitely being an issue. I also think though, like when we had, Christina coaching at our gym.
Yeah.
I loved her there for weightlifting because sometimes I feel like when I get weightlifting tips from men, it's like, I don't think you understand like why I'm struggling with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's because like literally, love Coach Mike. He has literally told me before, just pull harder. I'm like, okay, technically, yes, that is what I need to be doing. But like, that's
not helpful.
And I think that being coached by women is helpful because like they kind of get that like there is another, you know, kind of another dimension.
Yeah.
I think especially to a lot of women who are weightlifting where it's like there's this whole other mental component where you are really kind of like already out of your comfort zone even to just be weightlifting in the first place, let alone to be trying a max or let alone to be, you know, like going heavier on a wad than you really, you know, than you really would be not be comfortable with, but like going heavier on a wad than you ever have.
Right.
Like there's already this like straightforward, you know, like up front, there's already a mental component of like, I am uncomfortable, not uncomfortable, but I'm out of my comfort zone just being here.
Right.
So let alone then doing something out of my comfort zone that I'm here.
Right.
And I think that women coaches kind of get that a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like, when we did have Christina and Julie who coached for a while too, I think they really do get just the women body, obviously more. But I, you know, I think it's just something where I really, really like when coaches are super attentive, break it down, give you good cues. So I like having the variety because I get different cues from different coaches that I remember. I stick
which
in my
I
head,
love.
Which I love that. I really think that's like super, super helpful. But I also wonder too, for coaches, and I don't know because I'm not a coach, but as, and Brandon might be able to speak to this too because I know he started coaching your fiance, is just kind of the investment of what you, of the investment you have in your members. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it too, because bigger boxes have so many people. Our gym, we always talk about this, how small it is. And I know our coaches have such an investment in us as people, right, athletes. And I guess our goals, I wonder about that too, of what are our goals? Do they need to know what our goals are so they can help us appropriately? Right. I don't know. Are they just there to help us have proper form, proper technique? I don't know.
Well, I think, like, for example, like, I've been really trying to work on my snatch form. And I emailed TJ one day and was like, you know, what do you charge for personal training? Because, like, I would like to do a couple hours of one-on-one. And he basically was like, you know, I'm not going to charge you just to, you know, give you, spend a couple hours you giving you pointers. Like, that's what I'm here for. You know, if you want me to program something specific for you, then I would charge you. But he's like, you know, it really just comes down to, you know, getting those, you know, we kind of just talked about, like, what, you know, building on your snatch. And,
yeah.
And he said that, you know, let, when, if you have the next snatch while, like, let Coach Mike know that that's what you're going to do, because a lot of times he'll, you know, push people to go heavier. And not push people, but, you know, like, he'll encourage you. And he's like, you know, I know you could do 75, so, you know, don't miss out, do 75. And TJ was like, you know, let him know you're going to do less, because what you're trying to do is really get a perfect rep every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think that, like you were saying, with a small gym, it's definitely, I think that they can't help but have that personal investment, because you just get to know everyone so well. And I know, you know, that TJ also takes things really personally when people, not personally, but, like, takes it to heart when people give him suggestions, and when people, you know, say they liked or didn't like something about a certain WOD, like, he really, you know, takes that to heart.
Yeah, yeah. Which makes it that much better, yeah, which is totally why I love that gym. Mm-hmm. I just think, too, of, I obviously don't think of being a coach on the other side of what it's like to be them, but I just think that I show up every day and I want, I think they know me by now. Like, I want to do my best. And I want my ass kicked.
Yeah.
And I wrote a blog post about this for the longest time, a long time ago. But for the longest time, I despised Oli days. I did not like Olympic lifting days. And I felt like it was not enough. I wasn't working anything. And then I really learned to love it, because it was like the art of Olympic lifting, of, it's not, you have to respect it. And
totally.
I think that kind of goes hand in hand too with, after I got hurt, I went through that bitter phase where I was really mad at CrossFit and I thought, this is so stupid, and people are just getting hurt left and right. And just, it was so not true. It's just, I was in a bad space because I made a mistake and I wasn't safe, and I didn't respect the technique and I didn't learn enough. And so now it's
kind of, you didn't, like, put in the time to build the groundwork.
Yep. And now I love Olympic lifting days, and I love the every little thing that goes into it, that goes into every move and every lift. So, anyways, that's a good question, Joseph.
Yeah, we would love to hear, like, people who have both male and female coaches, or if they have coaches whose styles vary dramatically, like, what works for you, what doesn't work for you?
Yeah.
What have you noticed, you know, as a woman, or, you know, if you're listening as a man, like, what do you find is effective for you that you think is less effective or effective in a different way for the other gender?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let us know.
It's good to know. And I wonder too, just people's goals. I would want to know too, as coaches, if they want to know people's goals.
Right.
To help them with that specifically, or if it's, or just, if it's, kind of, I don't know. I mean, it kind of goes down.
Kind of like take it one at a time.
And want people to just as a whole improve. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Joseph John Wade is your full name. let's see. We got a couple questions of what to eat or not eat before a workout.
Oh.
Before and after. So we have eat before, eat after. Yeah.
So well, you work out super early in the morning. Do you eat before you work out?
I do not.
Okay.
Just mainly because of time, because I literally just roll out of bed, and I don't have time to get up and let my food digest before the workout. So what I do is I drink a sport drink that has it's all like natural caffeine or plant-based caffeine. It's from the Brendan Brazier line Vega, which I still love all their products. It's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But I love their pre-workout energizer. And it's like lemon lime or acai berry. They have two flavors, which are amazing. So that's what that's kind of what I try to drink before the workout.
So have a little something.
So I have a little bit of something in.
Yeah, like when we sometimes do 5:30, I'd like maybe eat half a banana or something.
Yeah.
Like just a little sugar.
Something.
Just to kind of get my blood moving. Because I would say it's not common for me, but it's not uncommon for me to do a workout on an empty stomach, especially if it's a morning workout.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
On an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also listened to a lecture when the Brendan Brasier guy, the creator of Vega, came to speak in Denver, which was so funny. I totally geeked out when he came out. I was like sitting front row and and he talked about how when you're sleeping, if you work out first thing in the morning, you're dehydrated because when you're sleeping, right. you're breathing and your body's totally. Just losing moisture all night. So it's really important when you wake up to drink a lot of water before you work out. So I try to drink some water right as I'm getting up and getting ready and then put my drink together and I drink that in the car on the way there. And then afterwards, I try to eat right away.
Yeah.
To have protein afterwards. But I don't, I just can't, I never have been one of those people that can eat. My husband can eat like a brunch and then be like, I'm going to go run. I would throw up.
I'm the same exact way.
I just can't do it. So
like, I usually will eat because I work out at night. It's easier for me to kind of work my day around it. And so like, usually I'll try to have kind of small-ish meal. So like, if I'm going to work out at 7, I'll try to have a small meal like around 4. And then I'll have maybe like an, you know, half an apple with almond butter at like 6. And then that'll usually be pretty good.
Carry you. And TJ posted a really cool pre-workout snack or something. It was like a banana and then a packet of that coconut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried that. That sounds really good. So good.
Was the coconut butter good? Yummy. The little packets? Mm-hmm. I gotta find those.
It's hard. They're not like the packets of Justin's nut butter with, where you can like knead them really.
Yeah.
These are... they're kind of dry, so you gotta.
Oh, okay, that's just, fair.
You gotta knead them a lot.
That's legit. But do you take a pre-workout other than that?
What do you mean?
Like a pre-workout? No, you said you take that pre-workout. So I've taken, I've used Gamma Labs a little bit, which is a it's a pre-workout drink. I don't even know what's in it, but it. A lot of people.
Gamma Labs.
Gamma Labs. Christmas Abbott uses it.
Oh.
That's how I found out about it.
Hi, Christmas.
Hi, Christmas.
We love you.
Who tweeted us twice this week, by the way?
She tweeted us twice.
We're best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
BFF. Anyway, that's how I found out about it. And I liked it when I first started taking it. I felt really good on it. And it just kind of, like, gave me a little... More than anything, I felt what it did was it helped me... Like, it didn't give me, like, a crazy shot of energy, but it helped me sustain my energy through the workout.
Yeah.
Which was a really big deal. But I don't take it consistently. And it's got... I don't know, actually, that it has any sugar in it, but it's really sweet. And it's one of those things where you're like, this may not have any, like, quote-unquote sugar in it, but, like, it is just a lot of sweetener in here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, because we work out at night, I am very, very sensitive to stimulants, like caffeine and stuff. And so if I take... a caffeinated drink, even if it's, you know, like the 5-hour energy where it's like B vitamins or whatever shot and not technically caffeine, it will keep me up.
Yeah.
And so I am really wary about that.
Yeah.
And then after WADS, I actually can't always eat right after. If I work out really hard, it affects me and I can't.
The same way.
And I'm like, can't have a meal. And so usually I'll get home and I take Progenix usually right after my WADS, which I really like. And then I'll get home and like, it could be an hour or 2 hours before I eat a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I could eat more. I think that I would benefit from eating sooner.
Yeah.
But I would just feel sick if I do that.
I'm the same way. And I take the Vega protein shake. So that's my after protein. I really like it. Let's see.
So there you go.
Pre and post. But I think maybe I'll look up that link that TJ posted because I think that was, I mean, it's pretty simple, but I think there was a science behind it of why
like
the coconut butter helps. Is good
like
before
good
a workout.
The banana.
The science behind it in case you guys like to read about that stuff. Okay. One quick question and then, or should we just move on?
Let's do one more.
One more quick one. They want to know about first days. And we talked about this in our episode 1 or 2.
Oh,
or
wow.
Maybe it was 3. But our first day is doing CrossFit. So maybe we can just talk about this like really quick and go.
And then we can go more into depth.
Go more into depth in another episode if you guys find it interesting.
I would say, let's talk about this. Let's say like what, if you were to talk to somebody who was about to have their first day, what one thing would you tell them? Based on your experience.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's a couple of people I've said this numerous times too with their first days, just keep moving and don't try to go too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is people will try to keep up with everyone else.
Right, and then you totally...
And then you either barf or you just
die.
Or you go too hard and then you hate it. Because you're like, oh my gosh, this is the worst. So
so
keep moving. Don't just stop. And then just don't go too fast. Pace yourself. So
what
just
would you
pace
say then
yourself.
In terms of like the like going to a new gym and like being nervous? Like not necessarily even in terms of like advice for the WOD.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think we've talked about this before, is if you walk into a gym that's pretentious and mean or has a snobby attitude towards it, you probably should seek out another gym, because most gyms, CrossFit boxes, should be pretty welcoming. But if you are nervous...
Even if you walk into a gym that your friend loves and it's not a good fit for you, find another gym. Because all gyms are totally different.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. And I would also just say to start talking to people. We do our best, the people at CrossFit J, that there's a new girl who's been coming to our 5:30 class, and we always talk to her and welcome her and introduce ourselves. And because I think if you guys are, the listeners are at a CrossFit gym where you have a class and it's like your class, and especially if it's a smaller gym, you guys have like your group, and it's kind of like a clique. And I mean, everyone at our gym knows the 5:30 class and the 6:30 class and the 8:30 class. So it's one of those things where you be aware of that, of a new person coming in is going to be pretty intimidated.
Starting your first day of school
or
something.
Absolutely is like that. Mm. So I would say to know that if you are walking to a gym that's a little bit smaller, that's gonna have that feel.
Yeah.
Don't feel left out. Don't feel like you're like the kid at the lunch table that isn't cool.
Eating lunch in the bathroom. Oh my gosh, by the way, I watched
Mean Girls. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
It's $5 at Target right now.
I saw it. I wanted to buy it. Scott wouldn't let me because he said it's on Netflix.
No, go back and buy it, because I bought it last night and I watched it while I was painting my nails and I was like, this is awesome.
Oh.
And she eats that. Yeah, anyway.
When we have our Girls Gone Wild party, can we stream that on like a big wall? We can
just screen that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Fantastic idea.
I love it. Okay. So, don't be nervous.
Don't be the Katie Heron.
Don't be Katie Heron. Yeah. What about you? Any advice?
My piece of advice would be, it's hard for everyone, and so don't let it discourage you that you're having a hard time, and that like even people who come in with athletic backgrounds, I almost would say that it's harder for them because they expect to do well and then they don't.
Yeah.
And so I would say, you know, like if you are thinking about doing CrossFit, or if you're signed up for your first CrossFit class, or you know, if you're getting ready to go, I would say, you know, just know that it's gonna be hard and that there's nothing you can do about it. And that it's hard for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you may say, like, well, it's harder for me. Like, it's actually probably just as hard for you as it is for everyone else. Like, don't feel like... And I remember, like, when... So I reference my Knowles trip a lot.
Yeah.
And I was hiking. We were hiking, and I was just, like, just exhausted. I was breathing. You know, my breathing was out of control. Like, I was just, like... We were hiking up this hill through this, like, scrub, and it was awful. And I was so out of breath. And my instructor... And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just really out of breath. And my instructor was like, no, it's fine. We're all out of breath. And it literally was this light bulb moment for me. Like, I was like, it didn't occur to me that other people were also having a hard time. And it's so easy to, like, just get caught up in, like, I suck. And I'm, you know.
Yeah,
like,
and you had that whole thing, like, you don't want to be last.
Right, exactly. And when she was like, everyone's having a hard time. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. And it hadn't occurred to me. So it was like... I think that is a big thing in CrossFit. Just remember that, like, if you're really having a hard time, it's your first day, you're really struggling, know that, A, probably there are other people in the gym at that moment who feel the same way that you do, or B, at the very least, everyone in that gym has felt that same way.
Yeah.
And they are not going to fault you for coming in last. They are not going to fault you for, you know, going a lighter weight. They're not going to fault you for getting, you know, not like less than optimal range of motion.
Nobody cares. They're just excited that you're there. Yeah, everyone in the gym is all... focused on their own performance.
Yeah.
So, you know, be proud that you're walking into a freaking CrossFit gym and starting a class. So if you're thinking about it, I think someone posted this on our Facebook page and or Twitter recently that was like, I hate when people say I have to get into shape before I start CrossFit. Yeah. And it's like that. Don't just do it. Just start it. Don't feel like you have to be any certain place.
Right. Just go as you are.
Face your fears. Go for it. Try it. And you'll be so excited that you did. And you'll either love it or hate it, like with anything. And then you can move on.
There. But, yeah. And that's kind of, I think that would be my big thing is like, just don't have any expectations going into it. Know that it's going to be hard. And just know that it's been hard for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's good. So we have Tanks coming.
Oh, yeah. Tanks are going to be here. They should be here this week. So by the time you guys listen to this, they should be getting here on Friday. And that's going to be awesome. And we are going to put a thing on our website for you guys to be able to buy them with PayPal. And so we'll keep you posted about that. We've also had some requests for maybe like some other products like sweatshirts or stickers or something like that. So we will keep you guys posted as that evolves.
Koozies.
Oh my gosh, I would be so psyced to get some slash koozies.
I would love to have some
koozies. I think it'd be cute to like maybe we could like get some like decals for Nalgene's or something like that. So
that's
headband.
A good idea. And we're going to be doing a competition on September 28th, which you guys know about from our posts on Facebook for the fundraiser. And we're thinking about maybe doing some things where we can hand out stuff. So maybe we'll be available to you guys so we can send those to you.
And also, in terms of our fundraiser, we have a couple of big shout-outs to make. Did you have your thing pulled up still? About who? Because I know we had... Shoot.
It's okay.
What was her name? So, first of all, we had a huge, amazing, beyond generous donation from Sandy. And we would just like to give a huge, huge, huge shout-out to you. We are blown away by your generosity. We are totally speechless. And it has really helped us a lot on our way to our goal of $750. And it also has catapulted us into second place.
Yes.
And by the way, the first place team right now is the woman who's running the competition.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like,
she clearly is going to be doing well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have been posting that link here and there, and we, you know, like we've been saying, $5, anything else.
Anything
and,
but you also guys
like,
can
I also
manage.
Don't want you guys to feel like we're like being like annoying about it. Cause I hate people who are like, remember to donate to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just really, really appreciate all the support you guys are giving us, and we really wanted to say thank you. And
thank
so
you.
We had a couple other donations this week. We had one from Wendy, who donated $10. So thank you so, so much, Wendy. Your support really does mean a lot. And
it does.
It's just
it
really
means
great
so
to,
much.
Like,
every
feel
time
like people
we,
are,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we also had a donation from the Bales team, which is Beth's husband's State Farm agency.
Oh, cool. Beth is the third person,
Beth is
in,
the
our,
third person
in our team. Yeah.
Who I think we should have in the podcast.
Yeah, we
the
should.
Competition.
Let's bring
her on. That'd be really fun.
Cool.
So anyway, so now we're in second place in the teams, and we need all the help we can get. But thank you guys so much for your support from so far, and it's just great. You guys are the best.
You guys really are the best. I really feel like we have the best listeners, and we read everything that you guys write us, so thank you again. Let's see.
iPad.
So, what are you looking for?
I don't know. I'm just trying to turn it off. I don't have an iPad.
iPads. So tanks are coming. CrossFit competition coming up in a few weeks. My birthday's next week. It's just fun.
A lot of stuff.
Just a lot of stuff. Fall is coming.
Fall.
It's all good. And then we have to have our costume ideas locked in pretty soon. So that's cool.
The one that... Jessica's
one of our. She goes to
our gym,
and she gave us.
She's
a
the
great,
one who has the daughter who's adorable.
Yeah,
who does,
adorable
yeah.
daughter,
and she's fantastic also. And she gave us a really, really cute suggestion. So
great
I think
great idea. I think we're gonna follow through with that. It's an awesome.
But
idea,
if you guys don't, you know, if you guys have some ideas, we still would love
to hear
them.
Love to
hear
them.
We're not locked in.
Halloween's coming up, and I am really bad about costumes.
Claire, I love
so
Halloween.
Let's talk about that next time.
Okay.
Too, maybe that'll be one of my goals. We also need to check in on goals next week, and you guys need to be accountable because we're going to ask you
about your goals.
About your goals.
Yeah. Should we read one review before we go?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Sorry, I'm pulling up my phone, and it's like kind of takes a long time. Okay.
If you haven't rated us on iTunes, you still can. Plenty of time, and we read
plenty
all of your reviews, and we love hearing your reviews. So thank you.
Okay.
Do you have one? Because I can pull one up, too.
Oh, wow. Some of these are really long. You guys are awesome.
You guys are great. We like all of the long ones.
Yeah, me too. How about from Annie from Atlanta? She says, please keep them coming. A long run would not go as fast if it weren't for this podcast. If you're like me, more athletic than most females, but not quite as intense as a female athlete, then you will enjoy this podcast. Thanks, Annie. We think you're intense. I hope you're running right now. Pick up the pace, Annie.
Pick it up. I went running today, and it was really hot out.
Yeah,
I didn't do
really
so well.
I went running the other day, and I fell on my face, so I'm retiring from running.
No, Claire, don't give up. I'm not going to let you give up. All right, guys, that's it for this week.
Yeah,
we will see you next time.
Talk to you later.
Have a fabulous week. Bye.